Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Aaron Gottsacker reporting. Wausau Mayor Katie Rosenberg is reminding residents that no matter what action is taken on the wearing of face coverings in Madison, the city's own local resolution remains in place.
I know it's exhausting. I know people are sick of it, really sick of it. I know, but just keep at it.
Late last week, the state Senate and Assembly voted to throw out Governor Evers' emergency order. That was their first vote related in the pandemic in some 300 days regarding face coverings statewide, only to see the governor issue a new emergency order 60 minutes later. Rosenberg says the political whiplash between both parties in Madison has grown frustrating for local leaders like her.
I really would love to have a functional state government, a functional federal government. I mean, we're partners in this, so it's really important that they are working on policies that protect our shared constituents.
She says she understands the confusion over who has the authority to do what, but there still needs to be a plan in place to keep residents safe.
But, you know, we're in the middle of a pandemic, too. This is something that they need to have a plan before they remove these protections for the state and our shared constituents.
Wausau's resolution encourages residents to wear face coverings at all times when in a public building, with a few exceptions, but comes with no enforceable action. Audio from the story is courtesy of WSAU. Michigan is ahead of most states in its COVID-19 vaccination work, but there's still a long way to go, as Mary Sherman reports.
More than 1 million doses have been administered so far, the seventh most among states. Right now, healthcare providers, educators, and other frontline essential workers can be vaccinated, along with people age 65 plus. At AARP Michigan, Melissa Seifert says vaccine appointments are available through local health departments. But she notes with such high demand, time slots are in short supply, and the online system can be glitchy.
We're hearing from our members the frustration, the confusion. Such an exciting time to know that we came out with a vaccine, that there's light at the end of this tunnel, but yet the access to it is really what's holding people back and making them worried.
The state is now averaging roughly 30,000 shots per day, with a goal to reach 50,000. Seifert says AARP can help answer questions about the vaccine and help folks learn how they can sign up. The information is online at aarp.org/mi. Mary Sherman reporting.
And U.S. lawmakers are urging the USDA to quickly get COVID-19 relief to loggers and others in the timber industry. For much of the pandemic, they weren't included in coronavirus aid packages. WXPR's Katie Thorison has more.
The timber industry across the U.S. has taken a hit during the COVID-19 pandemic. Paper mills reduced their output or shut down completely. Verso Mill in Wisconsin Rapids was one of them. As WXPR previously reported, the mill used 1.5 million tons of wood each year. That's about 25% of total production in Wisconsin. The American Loggers Council estimates the reduction across the U.S. has caused a 13% loss in value of logger-delivered wood. While many other industries that lost revenue due to the pandemic got relief from the CARES Act, Wisconsin Democrat Senator Tammy Baldwin says loggers and others in the timber industry were left out.
The USDA was focused primarily on agricultural products that are in the food supply chain. And so there was a determination that logging wasn't eligible.
In December, Congress made $200 million available to the USDA specifically to support those in the timber industry. Now, Baldwin and a group of bipartisan senators are urging the USDA to make that relief available now.
We just want to see it flow. Right now, perhaps in part because of the change in administration, we really need to see this aid go out and get into the hands of those who might leave the industry if they don't receive some sort of aid.
The senator sent a letter to the USDA acting secretary. You can see it for yourself on our website, WXPR.org. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Minocqua's town board last week turned down a request from an area youth soccer organization to construct a soccer field at the town-owned Minocqua Park complex. Will Tippett of Greater Lakeland Area Youth Soccer Organization said his group would like to build a U-12 soccer field on the southeast side of the park, which would have required cutting some trees. Construction cost of that one field was pegged at between $15,000 and $25,000. The finished space would have been 50 by 75 yards. Tippett's Head's organization would have picked up all costs of that project. Town Chairman Mark Heitzheim pushed back on the new soccer field proposal, saying town voters never consented to make the facility a sports complex when they authorized purchase of land for the park. The park currently has four baseball fields with a concession stand, two sand volleyball courts, and a multi-use field for football and soccer. With WXPR News, I'm Erin Gottsacker reporting.